gather your friends for a little bit of lunch and a little bit of murder, because this week's discovery investigates with a cafe owner. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shell Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Some people just seem to be magnets for trouble. Wherever they go, chaos and danger follow. And in the audio edition of Egg Shooters, the ninth Cackleberry Club mystery by author Laura Childs, it seems that the characters not only attract chaos in their small town, they cause plenty of it too. The story finds itself in the middle of a murder mystery with cafe owner Suzanne Dietz and her friends at the Cackleberry Club. While Suzanne is visiting her fiancé, Dr. Sam Hazlitt, at the hospital, a masked man runs through the emergency room after robbing the hospital's pharmacy, shooting two people as he makes his escape. The small town of Kindred is shocked that there's an armed gunman on the loose, and while the sheriff digs for clues, friends and neighbors come to Suzanne to ask her to find the killer. Now, as is often the case in cozy mysteries, the people of Kindred rely on Suzanne to investigate on their behalf, no matter how dangerous things can and do get. But, as it turns out, the town sheriff is almost entirely incompetent, and he seems to need all the help he can get. Really, though, the greatest mystery here is how Suzanne and her friends haven't gotten themselves killed during their ill-advised investigations. Admittedly, the characters in cozy mysteries do tend to put themselves in harm's way, but Suzanne and her friend Tony race headlong into some seriously dangerous situations. And as you might guess, that never goes as expected. Perhaps the most frustrating thing about the story, though, is the characters' blatant prejudices. They're convinced that the culprit must be some kind of an outsider, like the druggies taking part in the neighboring church's new rehabilitation program. They're positively mortified when it's suggested that the killer could be one of the town's good church-going folk, and many readers will find it all a little too folksy and close-minded. But is it worth hunting for a killer after the lunch rush? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say don't bother. Egg Shooters is definitely a small-town mystery filled with small-town characters. While the Cackleberry Club sounds like a great cafe with tasty offerings on the menu, the story itself is less palatable. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Egg Shooters by Laura Childs is 7 hours and 40 folksy minutes long and is available from Dreamscape Media. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.